This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is the Friday Morning Show with Leo on Joy 94.9. My next guest has been in the industry for a long time. She's been a much in-demand backing singer and also worked with Guy Sebastian over the years. This year she was on The Voice and shared centre stage with Guy on his hit Gold. Her new EP, They Don't Know Me, is on iTunes now. Welcome to Joy 94.9, the lovely Carmen Smith.
Hello, everyone.
There you go. Turned you on.
Hello, everyone. Start again.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
It's very, very dull in Melbourne. I know you're from Sydney.
Yeah, but I love Melbourne.
Oh, favorite isn't great? City. Yeah, we love favorite that. City. We got to know you on The Voice, mm-hmm. but you have been going for so long as a much in-demand backing singer. Tell us how you started in the industry.
My story is a bit strange in that, like, I started out as a lead singer, and then one day I just got a call from somebody who said, you know, Guy Sebastian, because Guy had just won Australian Idol at the time, and someone asked me to come and audition for his gig, and I thought, no, I don't do backing vocals. And 10 years later, I'm still... it's just something that kind of fell into my lap, but I'm so happy. It's the best time of my life.
Because being a backing singer, I guess you don't have to worry about being... Everyone's there to see the main act, and you're just there doing your thing, doing your little shakes.
Yeah. There's a little bit of pressure because you've got to be on it all the time. You can't. There's no room for mistakes. But yes, in terms of being a lead singer, there's a lot less pressure on you.
So what have who have you worked over the years with, and what have they taught you?
Okay, so I mean, obviously, I worked with Guy. Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
But Jessica Mowboy, Stan Walker. I did a lot of. The reason that I've worked with a lot of Australian artists is because I did backing vocals on the show. So I got.
Your face.
Yeah. Except I had really short hair, which is, I'll never do again. I've worked with Ricky Lee, all of the kind of Idol alumni. So
and I guess they're all different. So what did you learn from each of them?
Probably that, especially guys taught me that there is a massive difference between being a great singer and a great artist.
Yeah.
You know, they're two totally different. There's a lot of good, great singers out there, but being an artist is a whole other game.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm understanding that now.
And, of course, you are also a songwriter.
Yeah.
You have written stuff. You've got your own stuff on iTunes as well, your own albums and own singles. But you've also written songs for other people as well, haven't you? Including a winner's single in New Zealand, because I'm from New Zealand.
NZ.
I
love New Zealand. It is my favourite place on earth. Shout out to New Zealand.
So you wrote the winner single for 2005 winner.
I did. And see, this was at a time when I was kind of writing for my own album. But it just so happened that in one year, I just, like, a whole heap of people wanted to sing the songs I was writing. So I was doing something right. But, yeah, we did write the single. It was just a nice surprise, really.
I have to admit, I was going through my iTunes last night, and because I had a few of your songs on my iTunes, I was talking to Carmen Smith, and this song from Kate DeRouge's album came up. You wrote a song on Kate's album.
I did. I wrote a song on Kate's album, a couple of songs on Casey's album, and Ricky Lee. So
your single Polaroid, you released just after The Voice as a free download.
Yes.
Now that track means a lot to you, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's. I always say this. It's probably the most important track I've ever written.
Mm.
Obviously, it was about my father passing away about a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just. I don't know that I ever thought I'd write a song like that, but I did. It just came out.
It's a gorgeous song.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And the new EP, which is on iTunes right now, it's called They Don't Know Me.
Mm-hmm.
But these four tracks, I reckon we're going to get to know you, because they are just, I love the old school sort of vibe happening and that old sassy attitude. Funk. I love that stuff. Yeah. Old school funk.
Yeah.
So tell us about the four tracks.
So these four tracks, it was basically, I've done two albums previous and it was just time, you know, I'm at an age, I was like, it's time to just rock out a little bit because I've always wanted to. And so it was just, I hit that point where I said, okay, I need to bring out Sassy Carmen. So that's really what the EP is.
Now, one of the tracks I like on the album is a track called Get You Off.
Read Between the Lines.
Yeah. So I reckon we should play that one because okay. that track is really, really fierce, I think.
Thanks.
Yeah, I love it. Here's Carmen Smith from her EP, They Don't Know Me. This is called Get You Off on Joy 94.9. You're on Joy 94.9 with Leo on the Friday Morning Show, Australia's only gay lesbian radio station. My special guest this morning is the lovely singer-songwriter Carmen Smith.
Hello, everyone.
Now, Carmen, Guy Sebastian has been an amazing support for you during your career.
Yes.
You've worked together so many years. What's it like working with Guy?
It's
because he seems like a nice guy.
Well, no, but that's the thing. People always ask me, is he actually really that nice? And I'm always like, yes. You know, he's just amazing. And he's, you know, for me, he's my friend. So he's just an honest person and he's always honest with me. So he's just beautiful.
I remember playing the track Gold for the first time on Joy, actually. My music director came in and said, I've got the new Guy Sebastian track. Do you want to play? I said, hell yeah. So I played it, asked the listeners to give me some feedback. They all loved it. And of course, you were on Gold.
Mm-hmm.
And that sort of led to, I guess, a few awkward situations with The Voice.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know what's that going on. But you were on The Voice this year. And I guess with so many amazing singers, that show must have been really inspiring and really great to work on.
Mm-hmm.
But you were kicked off for being on Guy's song and on the video. I mean, the media had a bit of a field day.
Yes.
Tell us your story. Tell us your version of events, I guess. The truth, that, you know, whatever you want to say.
Well, the truth is, you know, I went on that show with, and I was very honest about the fact that I was Guy's backup singer and I'd been doing it for a long time. My understanding was that I could just keep working, and so I did. That's exactly what I did, and I did the song, and I didn't think twice about it, and I don't regret any of it because I had the best time on the show, don't get me wrong. I had so much fun, like the auditions, the battles was amazing. I was so ready to like perform for Australia, but you know, unfortunately that didn't happen. But on the flip side of that is I got to go straight on tour with Guy and perform Gold every night, which was insane.
Yeah. And the people got to know you as well.
Yes.
As Carmen Smith, not Carmen as the backing singer.
Mm-hmm.
Because with your new EP out, we're getting to hear more of your sound and what you're about.
Yeah. So, I mean,
being, you know.
Yeah. And so it kind of worked out anyway in my favour, you know, because that was always the plan, is that I just wanted people to know me as an artist.
Now, talking of live shows, you mentioned you went on tour with Guy for his Armageddon tour.
Mm-hmm.
But you're also planning some live shows with a contestant from The Voice. Tell us about those live shows coming up.
Well, we just did our first run of shows. It was with Diana Rivas.
Oh, she did Love on Top by Beyonce.
Yeah, she was
killed it.
Insane.
Love that song.
I think that's the moment when everyone went, whoa, who is this girl?
Yeah, which is crazy.
So we just did a run in Melbourne, Adelaide and some gigs in Sydney. But they just did better than we ever expected, so we're just doing a whole heap of new ones, like about five more dates.
Fantastic. That's great. Now, finally, Carmen, you are of course Guy's backing singer. You've done a lot of backing vocals over the years. Who, I guess, out there that you want to work with professionally, what diva would you love to sing back up with or sing with? There's so many, isn't there?
Oh yeah,
there's, you know, there's your Arethas, there's your Mariah's, your, you know.
Oh, Mariah! Oh my gosh! Oh. I'd probably, to be honest, I'd love to do something like Janelle Monáe. Like, I'd love to, if she asked me to do backing vocals, I'd be like, "See you later, everyone." I'm not sure, but I'd love to collaborate with someone like Andre 3000 from.
I've heard him.
Do you guys remember? Hey,
Yeah.
So I'd love to do something with him. if ever I could.
So no more reality TV for you then? That's sort of done.
Probably
dusted.
Not. I mean, I think I've left my mark on that.
Yes.
No, probably not. No, I just want to keep singing now.
Well, your new EP is out on iTunes right now. It's called They Don't Know Me. It's yes. four amazing tracks. So there's also your old music is on iTunes as well.
Yeah, I've got an acoustic album and, a, yeah. and an album I did in 2007.
So hop on iTunes, check yes. it out. You can also visit her website, carmensmithmusic.com, for more information. You can like on Facebook, follow her on Twitter. Thank you so much for coming in, Carmen.
Thanks for having me. I so appreciate it.
No worries. Now, we're going to play a bit of a diva now. This is Beyonce
mm-hmm.
with Green Light.
Ooh.
Mm, on Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.